Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and I am deeply grateful to be with you on this April 22nd day of 2023. And I have an amazing question by a man who wrote me. His name is Anthony. I'm very grateful that he did write me. He wrote me a very long email about the influence of Aspire upon his life, and I was very, very touched. Very few people take the time to, do this kind of thing, write me, tell me what's going on with Aspire in their life and all of that. It's just very, very moving when it does happen. And Anthony, he does not want me to talk about where he lives, but I will say, he said I can give you permission to say that he lives in the Midwest, and he listens to a lot of, traditional Christian religion, doesn't get much out of it, has been to other quote-unquote New Thought churches, and they didn't do it. And so he wanted to thank me for Aspire, which I am profoundly moved by. And then he asked this question: how do you know, Greg, that you know all you know? Anthony. Anthony, this is a very hard question to answer, and yet a very simple one for me to answer. I know whatever it is that I know for now. And it may change in the future. It may go to another dimension. I have worked on myself for many, many moons, many years, going to India, doing the things I did in India with Rajneesh and Muktananda, Nisar Sargada, all sorts of them. Krishnamurti. But let me tell you where it all started, okay? And Anthony, this is inexplicable. I'm never going to satisfy the curiosity of the average person with what I'm about to say to you. And I can't help it. Hearing what I know depends also on the listener, and for them to know that they know what I'm saying is from another world, another consciousness, another place. It all depends on the listener. The teacher and the student must be coordinated. They must be at one. They must be with one another. They must feel love deep inside them, and they must feel that awakening wanting to happen. When I was a kid, and my students just roll their eyes when I tell the story because they've heard it so many times, and so this is how it happened. I was raised by two parents who were, to say the least, less than kind and less than attentive, and both of them were not very bright. So therefore, my genetics don't come from the stock of being very smart and bright. So one day, it dawned on me when I was a kid that there had to be something more than what my parents were dishing out. And it was a profound moment for me. I had many questions that I was born with, things I would ask my parents that they wouldn't or couldn't answer because they're not of that ilk. I didn't understand that at the time when I was younger, when I was 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years old, but I had questions. Where did the questions come from? Well, I had a lot of questions about why I could only think the thoughts that I had. How did I get here on this planet? How did I become the son of Ed and Jean? How did I accrue such basic stupidity? I knew that I wasn't the brightest kid in the lot. My hair color was bright red. I got picked on a lot. There was a lot of stuff going on between the ages of my birth to about 11 years old. So at 11 years old, I had this privilege. Something happened. I was at my wit's end in a way with my parents. I just could not deal with them. They did not understand me. My father was aloof. He was working all the time. He had all sorts of other engagements that he was involved with, other than my mother. And I wouldn't blame him, and I didn't blame him. I struggled. I really did. Then one day, I had my first small awakening, and this is how I knew. I went to see the movie Ben-Hur, and it was in, I believe, 1959 when that happened, somewhere around that. And the exchange between Judah Ben-Hur and Jesus at the two crucial points of the movie, which to me were the meaning of the movie, I suddenly realized there was something more. The way Charlton Heston played it was absolutely perfect. He looked into the eyes of this man that was otherworldly. But not only was that relationship interesting to me and woke me up, just woke me up, it was the soldier that said to Jesus, "No water for him." They were going through the desert. You'd have to see the movie to understand it, because I knew I was going to go through torturous times in my lifetime. I knew it. I just knew. You can't explain what you know that you know. And when he said no water for him, and he looked into the face of Jesus, he was going to hit him with a whip. The look on his face was the look that I was looking for from my parents. He could see for a moment, this soldier could see the futility of everything, the futility of being mean and cruel, the futility of being a soldier, the futility of being here on earth, just the total futility. He could see it. I felt that way. I felt that way about my parents. I wanted my parents to feel that way. But, you know, they didn't. But my course was set. I knew what I was going to do with the rest of my life. I didn't know how that was going to happen, but I knew it was going to happen. Yesterday was interesting. I every year watch Ben-Hur. I watch it on Easter. And the whole thing is still as moving to me now as it was when I was a little boy. Because that part of me is still very much alive. And that's the part that knows. Greg doesn't know, Greg Penn, the adult. But another part was born in me, something called a sannyasin. It's called Siraj. It means lamp of consciousness. And when that name was given to me, which was so apropos for me, so absolutely perfect, I came to a point, by the way, my master gave me that Bhagwan, came to a point of realizing, after going through seminary and all of that other stuff, college, I had not just quite finished college at that time. I had to go back and finish. I realized that we all know, but we refuse to know what we know because we're afraid of what we know will disturb the rest of our life, our ego, our vanity, and our pride. And I was willing to do whatever I could to make love possible in my life. And I became a teacher, and that's how I know that I know. And I hope this is not too nebulous for you. But that's how I know. Anyway, Anthony, I'm sure you and I are going to have other discussions, and I look forward to them. Please forgive me. Namaste. I'll be back on the air mañana. I hope this helped you. I really do. And I hope you will forgive me. Namaste.